Time now for a rather compressed talking point. Tonight we're joined by Misha Ketchel, Managing Editor of The Conversation. Hi, Misha.
Hi, Paul.
And unusually, in fact, Misha, we're going to talk about a piece in The Conversation today. Is Sex a Human Right? The piece is called. It's written by an academic at Melbourne University. What's the gist of this?
The academic's name's Lauren Rosewarne, and basically she's talking about the rights of people with physical disabilities to access sex. It's a piece written off the back of a documentary which is coming out this week, which explores the work of a sex worker called Rachel Wooden, who spends a lot of time working with clients with disabilities. And basically Lauren is arguing that in a similar way that we say you've got a right to education or to health or to housing or to free speech, that in a way a right to sort of sexual expression is something that we should recognise and acknowledge.
I mean, sex may be pleasurable, it may be rather useful for procreation, but is it a right?
Well, it's an interesting question, and obviously there are issues raised. I mean, obviously you don't have a right to have sex with whomever you want. You can only exercise the right to the extent that you don't interfere with other people.
It's a limited right. Because I was thinking about this idea of, you know, the language of rights is problematic because there was a time when men thought it was their right to have sex with their wife.
That's right. So, I mean, obviously you can't have sex with whomever you choose. But similarly, if you think about free speech, which is a right, that's a limited right as well. I mean, you can't defame people. The right is circumscribed. But nevertheless, it's acknowledged that, there is a fundamental right to free speech, even though it is limited. And I think what Lauren's arguing is that similarly, there is a right to sexual expression, as long as that occurs in a way that doesn't infringe the rights of others. And that includes the rights, for example, of people with disabilities to access sex workers who are consenting adults for sexual activity.
And this notion of sex as a right, what implications does it have for the sex industry and for sex workers?
Well, I think it's about formalising something that goes on, you know, to some extent already. I mean, if you ask anybody that works with people with disabilities, they know that there are many people with disabilities that do access sex workers. I mean, it's often very hard when you have quite a debilitating physical disability to find sexual partners. So this is something that happens, but it happens sort of in a rather informal way. And acknowledging that people with disabilities would have this need and would want to access sexual experiences and access sex workers in a more formal way is just sort of really bringing it into the light.
And this documentary that SBS is screening this week, is it?
Yeah, it's this Friday night, I think, quite late, about 10 o'clock. But it sort of explores this sex worker, Rachel Wooden, sort of over a period of 3 years working with working with her clients, including one by the name of Mark, who is a client who has cerebral palsy. And, his mother tells the stories, for example, of how when she realised that as an adult he had sexual needs, sort of taking him to see sex workers from the beginning.
Yeah, no, I've seen a trailer from it. It does look very impressive. It's won a number of awards, I understand, as well. Misha, going to have to leave it there. Good to talk to you.
No worries, thanks.
Misha Ketchel, Managing Editor of The Conversation. You can post your comment on our little chat, but Misha and I, or indeed on our conversation on Australia Talks Movies Endings. Just head to our website, search ABC Australia Talks, or tweet us using the hashtag OzTalks. Thanks to the team this week. Technical operators Costa Zulio and Jim Usher, producer Karin Zivanovitz, executive producer Melanie Christensen. I'm back with Big Ideas tomorrow. We continue with the Boyer Lectures, and tonight on Late Night Live after 10, Philip Adams talks to dissident Russian journalist Alexander Minkin about the upcoming presidential elections and murders of journalists in Russia. All coming up. I'm Paul Barclay. Bye for now.